Do you need some help with your shopping, sweetie? Are you sure? You've been looking at those skirts for a while now. Is your mistress around? You know, your owner. I sometimes forget some prefer a different title. Oh. You don't have an owner? Can you give me a minute? I'll lock up and close early for today. No, stay. I just want to ask you some questions, that's all. I'll be right back. There we go. We won't get stripped now. So, what's a cutie like you doing in a shop like this? Wandered in? It's a rare sight for a boy to be all alone. You do know that it's practically illegal to not have a mistress, right? Uh-huh. You could get a hefty fine or worse. It's for your own safety to be claimed after all. You didn't know? Have you seen other boys walking around town? How some wear collars, others being leashed? Yes, leashed. So that their mistress can keep them close by. I'm a bit puzzled that you're so clueless about this sort of stuff. Where are you from, sweetie? Are you sure? Because it's a long way from there. My, you probably knocked your head on something. How many fingers am I holding up? Good. Can you look straight ahead for me? I'm going to get up close so that I can examine you. Don't be nervous. I won't try anything funny. Pinky promise.
Shoulders. You've got nothing to worry about. You're so stiff. Relax. You're in good hands. That's it. See? It won't hurt you. You're so precious after all. You are. Boys like you are a luxury. You look so You smell good, too.
Feeling better after a quick shoulder massage? I'm glad. I'll move my pen around and all you need to do is focus on it. Can you do that for me? Great. Keep your eyes on a pen. Going left. Now right. And again left. Right. How about up? And down. Up again, and down. Uh-huh. Keep looking down. You ever been with a dominant woman? You'd like it. I'd show you exactly how to be my perfect, little, obedient, good boy. Well, looks like you're all right. It doesn't explain why you're confused as to where you are. It's almost as if you just appeared in my shop. You woke up in a changing room? I thought you said you had wandered into my store. Hey, listen, it's okay. I promise it is. You're probably scared and I get that. Just don't lie again, okay? I'm trying to help you. Now, which changing room did you wake up in? Sweetie, they all have a hole in the wall. Ah, the one at the far end. Okay. How long ago was this? Must have been during my lunch break. I've heard whispers of this possibility, but even if it was considered a myth, if it's true, then... Just take a seat. I need to find... It's so dusty in here. Could have sworn I put it... Ah! Got it. Whew. No sane person would keep a tome like this. Most assume these are cursed. Oh, this is just some old book. Can you believe I got it in a garage sale? Anyways, if there's an answer to how your cute butt plopped into my store, this book knows. I just need to find the page where it says... interdimensional summoning. Bingo. Okay. Oh, I see. So, I won't bore you with the details. You're confused enough as it is. In short, you've been summoned. There's particles floating all around us, unseen to the human eye. They're pretty harmless. Once they create enough energy, though, they open up a portal. No one has seen one, but there is an old tale saying those that do disappear without trace. I suppose the same is true for the other side. I mean, you probably saw a portal and next thing you know, you're here, right? A bright light, huh? That's interesting, but why my shop as a summoning point? Nothing. I'm thinking what I should do now. You need to be mine. Yes, mine. If another woman found you, they would have been selfish by selling you off to the highest bidder. You're lucky to appear in my shop, but I can't just leave you here. The only thing I know is that I need to own you. That means... Okay, I got it. Just follow me. Sleeves, skirts, ties, rings, collars. This might work. Look at the wall. Uh-huh. These are all my collars. Which one do you want? Yes, swear. Come on, pick one. Good choice. Now stand still. I'll fit it around your neck. Next up is a leash. I think... this one would suit you well. Perfect. So, here's the deal. My shop is located inside one of the biggest malls in the country. The moment we walk out of my store, there's going to be many eyes on you. Taking the portal theory into account, I'm going to assume that your role is vastly different from mine. Here, the important roles in society are held by women. The men, or boys as we call them, are our toys. Submissive by nature, or trained to be. My plan is to lead you back to my apartment as if I'm your owner. Hopefully that will deter others from groping you on the way there. Once at my apartment, I'll figure out how we can send you back. Yeah, it's fine. It's hard to do the right thing. Not many would. I mean, look at you. You're perfect. You look so cute. It's taking so much willpower not to fuck you. Oh, my God. I bet you've never been fucked by a futa. You'd be so tight. I said that out loud, didn't I? I'm sorry. I'm a bit pent up. Yes, a futa. Look around my shop. What do you see? It's more than clothing. The women here are all about fashion, but it serves a practical use. Do you see anything different when you look at me? I see you stealing glances at my breasts. This cleavage is intentional for a reason, you know? Aww, you look even more adorable when you flustered. It's okay, I like it when you look. But no, keep going down. Yeah. My hips, do you like them? What about my ass? I'll turn around for you. Your face is giving me all the right answers. These tight jeans are really something, aren't they? I made them myself. In fact, everything on display in my store were created by me. I'm not a typical fashion designer. See, 45% of the population are women, while 50% are like me, which I'll get to in a second. That leaves a meager 5% made up of boys. Now you understand how rare you are, right? There's 7 billion people on Earth. Imagine how little 5% of that is. that's you. You are very in demand. Most women end up dating each other, most because it's readily available. You, though, you're like a diamond. I don't want to fuck some girl or another like myself. I want to fuck you. Oh, pulling on this leash is making me feel powerful. I finally have my own boy and it's tickling my brain. You'd be okay with helping me out, right? I mean, it's only natural since I'm saving your ass. Your sweet, perfect, subby ass. Please, just once. I can't walk back to my apartment with you by my side. If I crack and start fucking you in the open, others will definitely join in. You wouldn't want that, would you? Mm-hmm. Good boy. I'll make sure you like it, too. Now get down on your knees. Aww, that's it. Look between my legs. Remember a second ago when I said 50% of the population were like me? That bulge snaking down my thigh is the reason why I make clothing. Regular clothes don't fit people like me. Ah, now you understand, don't you? I'll sit in this chair. You just scoot up between my legs. Oh, so obedient. Do you know what I'm going to ask of you? Mm-hmm. You're going to satisfy me like the good boy you are. Unzip my jeans. Reach in and... yes, just like that. Pull it out. It's big, isn't it? It gets even bigger. Stroke it. Go ahead, don't be shy. Oh, fuck. I feel like I won the lottery. Oh. Can you cup my balls? Come on, sweetie. You're doing so good. Cup them for a little bit, please. They're so full. Oh, good boy. They're warm, aren't they? Feel how heavy they are. I think they're working overtime just by having you kneel between my legs. I'm just... imagine draping my balls in your forehead. I could probably give you a fever. Give them a lick. Get your nose up in there. You like my musk? My balls got so sweaty walking around all day. My scent is filling your nostrils, isn't it? Oh, that's so hot. I'm losing my mind just thinking what my smell is doing to you. Give me your hands. Keep them flat like that. Here's a little something to make this easier for both of us. Just glide your hands over my cock. Get it nice and wet. Oh, this feels better than anything I've tried before. Good boy. Keep sniffing my balls as you work my cock. You want to know the item I sell out every week? Ball bras. Food just come in and they get measured down there. Then I... pick out a bra that cradles their balls. They walk in with immense pain, need a bra to support their cum makers. Masturbation doesn't fully empty them. And even if it did, the rate cum is made is too fast. Can you imagine? Making so much cum, you need a bra to support those full, heavy swinging balls. They sometimes come by a week later, needing a bigger size. Breathe on it. I need to feel that warm air on my cock. So fucking good. Your lips. Please place your lip on the tip. Oh, fuck. That's it. That's such a fucking good boy. Start sucking the tip and pump faster. Do you like the taste of my pre-cum? Not for me. Good boy. I hope you have an appetite. Because I've got more in storage. Oh, you know what that means, don't you? Good boy, swallow. Just a little bit more. Sweetie. Keep sucking. It's gonna come out. Come out. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come in the mouth of a good boy. Get ready and be a good boy for me. Be a good boy and take it in. Coming. God. I can't believe it. I thought I would go my whole life without experiencing this. Fuck. Get up and take a seat. Just do it. Good boy. I'm not scaring you, am I? It's okay. I want to do something for you. Spread your legs. These pants are cute, but you won't mind I pull them down, do you? Your cock is adorable. Don't be bashful. I honestly love it. I think you're perfect. Let me show you how much I like it. Mm-hmm. My turn. And while you have a lot to learn about pleasing a foot duck cock, I know every technique to please a good boy. I stayed up late so many nights, imagining what I'd do if I had my own good boy. I don't think I can let you go. Shh, relax, relax, relax. You're in my care now. I have a new deal in mind. The clock on the wall shows. The clock shows that I officially close in 2 minutes. If you can hold it out until then, I'm taking you to my apartment and figuring out how to teleport you back wherever you came from. But if you come in my mouth, giving me that sweet, sweet boy cum, I'm going to keep you for myself. You'll relieve the pressure in my balls every single night. And I have to tell you, I already jerk off 5 times a day. I am so fucking pent up all the time. So, deal? What you get is a caring but sexually frustrated mommy. Yeah, it's a fantasy of mine. I want you to call me mommy. I'm your caretaker, aren't I? Plus, it's not like you have a choice. The alternative is I push you out there, but no way I'm letting you go. Enough talk. Time starts now. Doing a good job so far, but mommy knows another trick. Slide my finger over your balls down your little hole. Don't pucker up. I'll just get my finger wet. Apply a little bit of pressure, and it's going in. There we go. Oh, are you giving up already? Then why are you slumping back in the chair and moving your hips towards me? That's not even the best part. If I can just find that magical button. I know what you like. Just accept it. Give yourself to mommy. I don't know what your life was like before coming into my store. All I know is that your new life would be a dream come true. Does my good boy want to know what mommy would do if you live with her? Listen as I play with your little button. Just don't come yet, okay, sweetie? Oh, I'd have you suck my cock. Your first meal of the day would be mommy's cum. We'd shower together, soap you up and down, make you smell nice. Then we'd have breakfast. I'd cook for you, you'd clean the dishes, though I may distract you from behind. On weekdays, you'd work here in my store. I'd show you how to make sales. God, having a good boy working at my store would make business take off. Oh, you have no idea. Futas would stop here just to see you. I would even let you get them measured. You also get extra money working in the glory holes and the changing rooms. But I don't want you to swallow any loads, got it? Only mommies. Good boy. If you're a sticky mess, I want you to clean up. The back room has a shower. Then we hit the gym. Food does have an abnormal amount of energy. I only stop when I'm soaked in sweat. We'd arrive home and I'd cook super. After you'd empty mommy's balls, we'd fuck for hours. Mommy's going to train you to take her size, your throat, and your ass. I'm not going to be satisfied until my balls are nestled up to yours and warms them up. Mommy's literal cock sleeve. Even the richest fooders have troubles getting one of those. Then we'd fall asleep together, only to start it all over again. Weekends? I'm not sure yet. I'm usually making clothes, but I could spare a day to pamper you. Or we could spend it fucking. I can tell you like that idea. With each line your cock trembled and your asshole squeezed my finger. Are you gonna come, sweetie? Hold out for a little bit more. Your balls are throbbing. Is my good boy going to come? Oh, he is. Then give yourself to mommy. No more worries. No more stress. All you need to do is let mommy take care of you. Come for mommy. Come for me. Come. Come. Oh, that's it. Oh, good fucking boy. You came so much. I even got some of my cleavage. I should leave it there to dry. Because that's a sign that you belong to me. No one would dare touch a good boy when his mistress wears his cum. Well, for you, it's mommy. So, did you like it? I can see that. You've practically melted, but we have to get going. We'll skip gin for today. I'm going to show you around my apartment. I want my good boy to feel safe, because you are safe as long as you're near me. We should get going. I'll pull your pants back up. Pick up your leash. Now hand it to me. Good boy. Follow closely and keep your eyes down. You can stare at my ass if it helps. Also, I should tell you that you passed a 2-minute mark. The fact you willingly gave me your leash tells me everything I need to know. You want this, don't you? I figured. Give mommy a kiss now. Good boy. And now, just stay close.